In May 2014, Narendra Modi was elected the Prime Minister of India. His sweeping victory made for a watershed election in India. But unexpectedly, the reverberations of that election are being felt all the way over in Sunnyvale, California. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Shubha Mudgal is a well-known and very popular Indian singer. But before the elections, Shubha Mudgal had signed an open letter along with other celebrities urging the public to vote for a secular party. Mr. Modi is seen by many as a polarizing figure after the bloody Hindu-Muslim riots in his state in 2002. When Shubha Mudgal came to perform at the Hindu temple in Sunnyvale, that letter came back to haunt her. Right before she was about to sing, she says one of the temple's board members, a Modi supporter, pulled her aside and started hectoring her. She says he demanded she apologize and shouted she was anti-Hindu. Preeti Mangala Sekhar was at the concert.
He did see a lot of security and were wondering what was going on.
Though flustered, Mudgal performed after security was called. But Berkeley resident Anirban Chatterjee, who is a member of the Alliance of South Asians Taking Action community group, along with Preeti, decided they had to do something.
I think I was just embarrassed for her. You know, I really, really like her and she's a great musician and all. And I just felt like this happened and nobody said anything, right?
They put together a petition demanding the temple take action against the board member for threatening the singer. Anirban.
I think it's important as members of the Bay Area arts-loving community and as members of the larger Bay Area Indian-American community that we don't send the message that this is okay, that harassment of artists or harassment of people for their political beliefs is okay.
The petition quickly went viral. The board member told the media many community members were upset that Shubha Mudgal was performing at the temple. He was just exercising his freedom of expression and conveying that to her.
And he had every right to do that, and he should have done that. But that was the wrong way and the wrong time. No matter where somebody's politics lie, just the idea of threatening an artist right before her performance, it's very wrong. And I think it brings up this very visceral reaction among a wide range of artists.
Surajit Sengupta, an office bearer with the Sunnyvale Temple, stresses it was not a temple event. They just rented out the auditorium. And the confrontation was between two individuals, not Mudgal versus the temple.
He happens to be one of the board members of the Sunnyvale Temple, but he's not representing the whole Sunnyvale Temple. It was just a conversation between two individuals.
But Preeti says the problem was not just one man's intimidation, but the silence of the others around him.
The reason the petition also kind of tried to hold the other organizers accountable was because they all stood by muted and watched while this happened. And then Shubha's husband had to get the security. There's a lot of silence and complicit, acceptance of fundamentalist attitudes. So kind of pushing back on that.
The good thing, she says, is once the petition came out, a lot of supporters of Mr. Modi also signed it as a free speech issue. That shows something, says Anirban.
Situations like this really help expose that not everybody on the same side is actually on the same side on all the issues.
Preeti says Shubha Mudgal sent her a thoughtful email.
She was thankful that we were speaking out. But also she made it clear that, I am an artist and I've always spoken out and I know that these kind of hurdles will come my way.
And in India, there are bigger freedom of expression battles already. Students who had included Modi in a collage of negative world figures, including Hitler, George W. Bush, and Osama bin Laden, found themselves booked by the police. Mr. Modi has not asked for these arrests, but others have only been too eager to act in his name, in India and in California.
While Modi's been talking about things like One India and trying to find ways to reach out a little bit more broadly beyond his core constituency, it's really unfortunate to see his sort of unreconstructed supporters use the same kind of vitriol and the same kind of really racist communal logic that Modi's been running away from.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.